Relatively small local election in Arizona is drawing intense interest. It's a vote to recall State Senator Russell Pierce. Senator Pierce is the architect of Arizona's strict immigration laws, most notably SB 1070, requiring police to question people's immigration status. And Pierce's Ted Robbins reports that the recall election is splitting the community along religious as much as political lines.
More than 60 members of the media packed into an auditorium already crowded with supporters. All there for a debate between Senate candidates for Arizona Legislative District 18. LD 18 is in Mesa, a largely Mormon community. Both candidates are Mormon and Republican.
I'd like to introduce Jerry Lewis and also the president of our Senate, Senator Russell Pierce.
Clearly, this is no ordinary local election, though for the first hour of the debate, it seemed like it. Both men described themselves as conservative Republicans, anti-tax, small government, pro-business. Then, candidate Jerry Lewis was asked how he'd attract business to Arizona. His response? Start by changing the state's image.
We are seen as a very unfriendly business state. We are seen as something akin to maybe 1964 Alabama. People do not want to move their businesses here.
That answer and the audience response hint at what this election is really all about. Whether or not Russell Pierce's forceful focus on immigration has been good or bad for Arizona. Jerry Lewis says SB 1070 has caused boycotts, which cost the state money and given it a black eye. Russell Pierce says Arizona has rid itself of illegal immigrants who cost the state money. And now other places are following Arizona's lead.
You know, 30 states are writing model legislation after what Arizona has done. We are in the front of the parade. We've changed the debate in Washington, D.C. in a good way.
In this case, in this place, which side of the immigration issue a voter is on may depend on their interpretation of Mormon doctrine. Whether, like Russell Pierce, the rule of law is most important, or, like Jerry Lewis, that the church's higher value is to welcome the stranger.
This is, at its very core, Mormon families that are offended by a certain style of politics.
Dave Richens is on the Mesa City Council.
A certain way of politicking is putting a bad name on a church that they love and an LDS church who has worked locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally to develop a reputation of inclusion.
The LDS Church has not taken a position on Arizona's legislation, but it has officially said that an enforcement-only approach to immigration is inadequate. Voters I spoke with outside the debate reflected the split Dave Richens has observed. Itzel Carrion says Russell Pierce gives a bad name to the district and to her Mormon faith.
He's not a man of family values. Just Prop 300, SB 1070, that's not a Christ-like legislation.
Ron Witters is proud of what Russell Pierce has done in Arizona. He says he resents Jerry Lewis's comparison to racially intolerant 1964 Alabama.
I don't believe that for a minute. It was just a big mistake that he made, but that's a rookie.
Jerry Lewis has never run for office before. He's a CPA, a school administrator, and a local Mormon church official. Russell Pierce is a former sheriff's deputy and a longtime legislator. There's a third candidate on the ballot, Olivia Cortez, whose name remains, though she quit after a judge said there was evidence that she was recruited by Pierce supporters to siphon off Lewis votes. This is a local election, but if Arizona's powerful Senate President Russell Pierce is ousted next month, it will affect the state's agenda. And on the immigration issue, it could affect the rest of the nation. Ted Robbins, NPR News.